Hachette Audio presents Lady Scandal, written by Laura Lee Girk, read by Marisa Carlin. Content warning. This book contains references to past miscarriages and suicidal ideation. Chapter 1. London, 1898.
I cannot, Madame Comtesse. You ask the impossible.
Declarations of that sort had never bothered Lady Delia Stratham. They rolled off of her like water off a duck's back. And that surprises you, she replied, giving the man opposite her a wink. But, Michel, you know the impossible is my favorite thing. The lithe young Frenchman on the other side of the work table did not respond to that bit of raillery the way she'd hoped. Instead of a good-natured laugh, he heaved a sigh.
I tell you, it cannot be done.
Despite having heard those exact words from two other members of the hotel staff already this morning with similar results, Delia refused to be deterred. She gave the Savoy's head florist her most winning smile, one that usually disarmed even the most intransigent opponent. But darling, she began. Michel cut her off with an outburst of French so rapid that even Delia, fluent in that language since the age of 7, had a hard time following it. Something about how he was not a miracle worker, nor was he a tennis ball to be batted about, and how he wished that the managers of the Savoy would make up their minds what they wanted. Concluding his tirade with a few choice curses, he seized a pair of pruning shears and a handful of red dogwood twigs from the work table between them and began lopping off the ends with alarming savagery. Delia studied him, at a loss on how to proceed. Charm and wit had always been her two greatest talents. They had not only captivated three husbands and garnered Delia an abundance of loyal friends, but had also inspired César Ritz, manager of London's Savoy Hotel, to offer her a job. The famous hotelier's unconventional decision had shocked society, but it had proven to be a godsend for Delia in the wake of her third husband's death, and in the 5 years since, it had also been a shining success for the hotel. Today, however, Delia wasn't feeling like much of a success. First, Escoffier, the hotel's famous head chef, had gone into a flaming rage at her simple inquiry as to why the napkins in the restaurant were no longer being
Sample complete. Ready to continue?